Good morning. I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. High school graduates who choose to stay in-state and attend community college may be making a smart choice. Numbers just released by the State Board of Higher Education show more than half of students who transfer from a community college to a university go on to earn a four-year degree. Eric Lichtenberger is Deputy Director of Information Management at IBHE. He says that puts the state ahead of all the others.
The good news is Illinois is now ranked number one in the country for all the right reasons. We are now number one in terms of the rate of bachelor's degree completion among community college students that transfer to four-year institutions.
The data does not include high school students enrolled in dual credit programs. In other news, an experiment by University of Missouri researchers finds exposure to the chemical additive BPA could make it harder for people to control their blood sugar. Sarah Fenton has more.
BPA is a chemical used to make certain plastics. It's found in cash register receipts and the linings of food cans. Scientists have known for years BPA acts similar to the hormone estrogen, which can disrupt certain bodily functions. But there's not consensus on how much BPA causes problems. The Mizzou scientists exposed a small group of people to the amount of BPA the federal government has deemed safe. They found insulin levels increased with exposure. Biologist Fred Vomsal says the effect has never been shown in human subjects before.
We said, well, okay, that's been shown in cell culture, but does that really happen in people? And the answer is yes.
The American Chemistry Council disputed the findings, saying the amount of BPA used in the experiment was much higher than normal.
That was Sarah Fenton reporting. Governor Bruce Rauner intervened in a suburban Chicago mayoral race. Roger Agpawa was the top vote-getter in Markham's 2017 election. However, because he has a felony conviction for mail fraud charges, an Illinois appeals court ruled he wasn't eligible to hold the position. A certificate from the governor restored Agpawa's rights and made him eligible to hold elected office. And he was sworn in. The governor's office confirmed the filing of the certificate with the Illinois Secretary of State's office. And the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Chicago settled a lawsuit filed by a man who alleges he was abused when he was a boy by a priest. The archdiocese agreed to pay $2.9 million to the alleged victim of disgraced former priest Daniel McCormick. I'm Dan Klefstad. This is Illinois News on your NPR News Station.
I'm Jennifer Fuller with this news. U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth has told a congressional subcommittee that HUD failed the people of Cairo living in public housing. She cited a report from the Inspector General that says the Alexander County Housing Authority failed HUD's assessment tool to determine if a unit is habitable, and it had failed since 2012. Duckworth says residents are still trying to recover from years of mismanagement by local and federal leaders.
Many families are now split apart, living in separate counties without the support of their loved ones. And so we must continue to listen to these residents and hold accountable the officials who failed them and created this crisis in Cairo.
Duckworth says HUD on Monday pledged to work on improvements in Cairo and provide a timeline for their implementation. In early 2017, HUD said it would need to demolish two housing complexes in the far southern Illinois city. A new car seat law takes effect in January. The law requires children to be in a rear-facing car seat until the age of two. After that, Secretary of State Jesse White says they need to be in a seat recommended for their size and weight until they're around 8 years old.
And we just want to make sure that the parent or the guardian understand that it's important for us to make sure that they know how to safely fix and install the seat in the car and make sure that our kids are out of harm's way.
White says many car seats aren't installed properly. Many hospitals, state offices, and police and fire stations hold car seat safety checks for parents regularly. This is National Child Passenger Safety Week. I'm Jennifer Fuller.